Hey guys, so it's Oluwafemi Mintels, and today we are talking about a hot topic on sex. So guys, do you ask yourself this question: why does my parents not talk to me about sex? Oh, are they not just really interested in my sexuality or my sex life and all that? So guys, for me, as for me, I do not support premarital sex. So this discussion, this topic is not to encourage sex before marriage. However, it's just to bring it to the attention of our parents and youth that parents need to involve and communicate more with their children, with their youth and adolescent, because a topic as sensitive as sex needs to be discussed between parents and children. And please let's note here that it's not just the mother that has a duty to talk to the children about sex. And it is also not the girl child or the girl adolescent or the girl youth that needs to be talked to about sex. Both the male and the female needs to be talked to about sex and need to be educated and enlightened about sex. Okay, during the course of the week, I did a quick survey of the percentage of youths, adolescents and children all together, and the percentage of the awareness of sex in the lives of youth, adolescents and children. Surprisingly, I found out that we have about 94.75% of youth, adolescents and children that are actually aware of sex. So where then do they learn about sex? We will not delve into that yet, because we are taking this topic episode by episode. So guys, let's go on a very short break and we'll be right back. Welcome back guys from that very short break. So we are going to delve into several reasons why our parents feel they don't need to talk to us about sex. But before then, I would just like to say something to our amazing parents and guidance. First, I would love to say thank you for your care and your attention towards us, for taking care of us, for the responsibility from when we were children, when we were born till this time. But I just want to note here that sex is a very sensitive topic, and especially in this time and age. Like, who doesn't know about sex? Even the child that is like 7 is already aware that it's something like breasts, and you know. So, and literally, like I said earlier, about 94.75% of adolescents know what sex is all about. But sadly, many parents and guidance just like shy away from this topic and they just refuse to talk about it or discuss it with their children, their adolescents, their youth. But they forget that we have the media, the social media, the magazines, the public, and even peers that talk about and reflect more of what sexuality or what sex is all about. Well, I from my side, I just want to encourage parents. I want to encourage parents that they really need to up their games, like really to teach and educate we the youth about what sex is all about, and just tell us what it's all about. The discuss with us. Do not just say that, okay, I'm waiting for these children to come of age, man. We always come of age, as every day is passing, we come of age. So parents and guardians, please do not say, okay, because you are waiting for your child to be like of marriageable age before you talk to her or him about sex. Sadly, unfortunately, it can be that before you even talk to the person about sex, the person has already done it, the person has already had sex, the person has aborted, has already half picking inside the womb, and the person had no choice but to abort because of fear of the fact that I'm pregnant and my parents do not need to know about it, else I am dead. So And even the guy we have, it's not just pregnancy, we have sexually transmitted infections. So these things vary. So that is the reason why parents need to sit down and have conversations with their children on sex. I know, yes, it might not be easy, it might not just be easy to just jump into the discussion. And that is the reason why it's not really easy for parents to jump into the discussion of sex, because they don't have a relationship with their children. Many parents are carried away with money, making money. Many parents are carried away with business, with career and all that. Many parents are even carried away with the fact that, okay, they want to focus on their children and they don't even pay attention to the little things, the little details in respect of their children. So, and it, you know, there is a common proverb that charity begins at home, and this does not even exclude the aspect of sex. And the sad thing is that many parents actually believe that their children, their youth and adolescents will be taught about sex when they marry. That is, when they marry, they will explore, they will consummate, they will do the do with their partner. But the truth is that a person that is going into a marriage, let's assume the person is not sexually active, we know that God will help, but let's say the person is not sexually active, both of them have not been sexually active, they now marry and they now feel that, okay, oh, like me, I used to hear, and people have been hearing too, like me, that, okay, when you do it, it will pain you. You get my point. So, and we don't have the background, we don't have the education, the enlightenment of what sex is all about, the original intention of sex, and what the enjoyment, the risk involved in having premarital sex, the enjoyment involved in having sex when you are married. And parents being able to share their experience, especially when a child is of age, is very important. But the problem is that the reason why our parents cannot even open their mouth to talk to us about sex, because they have not built a relationship with the children, they've not built a relationship with their youths, they have not built a relationship with their adolescent. That is the reason why it is very difficult for you to just come up one day and say, okay, hey, let's talk about sex, because there is no foundation. That is the reason why I am just advising parents that be close to your children. It's not late. It's not late at all, because it's very, 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 very painful that a lot of children go outside and hear these things. We have the media, we have the internet, we have the social media, we have the entertainment, we have celebrities. Even in public, when we walk on the street, we know what we see, we know what we hear, we know different things. The internet is filled with a lot of perverse things about what sex is all about. And if we don't have the right education from the home, the child can go the way of the world, because generally the first education is what people usually take, run and grab like it's a food. You get my point? Okay, because of time, let me just rush into the reasons why some of our parents do not talk to us about sex. The first thing is that many of our parents were not taught about sex by their parents. That is, our grandparents did not talk to them or educate them or enlighten them about sex. So it's quite difficult for them to discuss sex or sex education with their adolescents. Except the parents on his or her own, I say, okay, I want to be close to my children and discuss this topic with them. That is different. But generally, many of our parents were not taught about this. They just get married and they have sex, and they don't just know how to tell their children, because they don't even know how to see it. So that's the first thing. So that's this podcast is not to blame or pour blame on anybody, nor apportion blame on anybody, but it's just to make us understand that sex is a very important topic that needs to be discussed with the adolescent. And our parents or guidance do not need to wait when we are of age. Wait for when we are of age. They can start from when we are maturing, the age of our mature, when we are maturing, the age of our maturity, because we go to school, we mingle with people, and we mingle with people that come from different backgrounds, different histories and all that. So you really cannot control what your child or your adolescent or your youth does outside, even indoor. You can't control it. So many of our parents were not taught about sex education, so it just seems very difficult for them to discuss it with the adolescent. Secondly, some parents actually feel it's very awkward to discuss sex with their adolescents. But I know, yes, it seems very awkward, truthfully. But when you have built a relationship and a channel of communication with your kids, with your adolescent, with your youth, it becomes easier for them to, at some point, you don't even need to tell them, okay, discuss anything about sexuality with them. They will come to you and open up to you. Mom, dad, I feel this way, I feel that way. Okay, let me just chip this in. Do you know that most of these lesbians and gays, or let's just say, yes, most of these lesbians and gays and transgender, they actually, a lot of them do not have people that they talk to. They don't have people they confide in. They don't have people they communicate with. That's why at some point it becomes difficult for people, parents, to talk them against this act. So that's the reason why I just want to encourage parents to be close to their children. Children, I know it's very awkward to talk about sex and all that. Yes, he's not a partner. Even some parents, they don't freely talk about sex with their partner, with their husband or wife. And we ought not to be so. Yes. So, some parents feel awkward to discuss sex with their adolescents. Thirdly, some are even scared and concerned that, hey, if I discuss it, I know my child. I know my boy. I know my child. I know him very well. He will say he wants to exploit. Not the excitement. When I'm telling him that, okay, it's exciting. When I'm telling him that, it's this one, it's that one. You want to exploit. I know my child. I know my picking. But it's better you talk and explain, enlighten the youth, your child, about what sex is all about. So the child does not go to the world and hear what is not supposed to hear. Because if the child is not trained at home what sex is all about and not being judgmental, many parents are judgmental when they hear that, oh, my daughter has a boyfriend, the next thing they'll do is to condemn you, judge you and all that. Yes, there's some age I feel that, okay, this is not the right thing for you to do. I remember when I was in secondary school, I attended Tide of College. I remember, I cannot forget. I remember that I had a boyfriend. I had a boyfriend then, and so my uncle heard that I have boyfriend. I was in GSS 3, and he heard that I had boyfriend. He was like, hey, you have boyfriend. When they came to pick me, like after club, like, you know, when we already finished square, the session, the term, sorry. So they came to pick us. When people come to pick that words and all that, so they came to pick me. The first thing my uncle did, he slapped me. You have a boyfriend in public. Yay, I was so ashamed of myself. I made up my mind that if you will not have a boyfriend again. So anyways, long story cut short, I got home and I was scared that, oh, my dad is going to beat me. Funny enough, my dad did not even shout or do anything. He just he sat down on the chair and put me on his lap and told me that, Ifeoluwa, I'm not saying that you should not have boyfriend, but this is not a time for you to have boyfriend. You need to study. You need to do this. You need to do that. You have a long way to go. The time is coming that yourself will be tired. Actually, truly, the time came and I was tired. So, guys, what I'm just trying to bring out here is that when your child opens up to you that he or she has somebody he's seen, it is your role. The child opened up to you because the child felt that he or she could talk to you. So in that manner or means or mode, you could just come in and just discuss and advise. Because if you beat the child or you judge the child will go out and do worse things. I can, and many of these ladies that are coming abortion and all that is because they are scared that their parents would judge them. When the parent themselves, most of them, not all, have failed to educate and enlighten their children about sex and the risk involved in having premarital sex. And our parents actually expect us as youths to know what sex entails only when we marry. It's just like saying that you want to do exam and the lecturer did not teach you, they just say, yeah, come for exam, come. What do I want to write? See what I read in book when you explain, I don't know it though. I want me to come and write what I never understand. That is how it is. So many of our parents do not even talk to us about sex. Some of them is when we want to marry, they will not sit down out there and talk to us. Hey, what's too late, yo? That's the tip. What's too late? Some people could see late. But some people believe that, okay, they'll teach them in church. No, charity begins at home. Please, parents, talk to us about sex. Enlighten us about this thing, Enlighten us. See, if you say that you don't want to tell us, you'll be surely hear it and see it somewhere that we're not supposed to see it or hear it. And it's usually the perverse one. That's the thing. So, guys, I'm really talking too much. We will continue next week, next episode, on why our parents do not talk to us about sex. Have a wonderful day, guys.